Creativity, the Science and Origin of Creative Ideas. Written by Carla Weyers. Narrated by Tyla Shandro. Chapter 1. Creativeness as an Art. Has this ever happened to you? You're out for a jog, totally relaxed, your mind a pleasant blank. Then suddenly the solution to an issue you've been mulling over for weeks pops into your head. You can't help but wonder why you didn't think of it before. In such moment, you've reached the creative spirit, that evasive muse of good, and in some cases, great ideas. Yet it is more than a periodic insight. When the creative spirit stirs, it animates a design of being, a lifetime filled with the desire to innovate and explore new ways of doing things, to bring, imagine, reality. That flash of motivation is the final moment of a procedure marked by unique phases. The basic steps in creative problem solving. The first stage is preparation, when you search out any info that may be pertinent. It is when you let your imagination roam free. Being receptive, being able to listen honestly and well, is a crucial skill here. That's much easier said than done. We are used to our ordinary way of thinking about solutions. Psychologists call this functioning fixedness. We see only the apparent way of looking at a problem, the exact same comfortable way we always think of it. Another barrier is self-censorship, that inner guide of judgment that confines our creative spirit within the boundaries of what we deem acceptable. It is the voice that whispers to you, "They'll think I'm absurd," or "That will never, ever work." But we can learn how to recognize this voice or judgment and have the courage to discount its devastating advice. Once you have mulled over all the relevant pieces and pushed your reasonable mind to the limitations, you can let the problem simmer. This is the incubation stage, when you absorb all you have gathered. It's a stage when much of what goes on happens outside your concentrated awareness, in the unconscious. As the saying goes, you sleep on it. The unconscious mind is far more fit to creative insight than the mindful mind. Ideas are free to recombine with other ideas in novel patterns and unpredictable associations. It's also the warehouse of everything you know, and that includes things you can't readily call into awareness. Farther, the unconscious speaks with us in ways that exceed words. And that includes the wealthy emotions and deep imagery of the senses. We are more open to insights from the unconscious mind when we aren't thinking of anything in particular. That is the reason why musings are so useful in the quest for creativeness. Any time you can just daydream and unwind works well in the creative process. A shower, long drives, a quiet walk. For example, Nolan Bushnell, the founder of the Atari company, got the inspiration for what became a very popular video game while idly snapping sand on a beach. With luck, immersion and fantasizing result in lighting, when suddenly the answer comes to you just as if it were from absolutely nowhere. This is the well-known stage, the one that generally gets all the glory and attention, the moment that people sweat and long for. The inner feeling. This is it. But the thought alone is still not an imaginative act. The final stage is translation. When you take your insight and transform it into action, it becomes helpful to you and others. Inside creativeness. The horse is here to stay, but the car is only a trend. President of the Michigan Cost Savings Bank advising Henry Ford's attorney not to invest in the Ford Motor Company. Our lives can be filled with creative moment, whatever we do, as long as we're flexible and open to new possibilities, ready to push past routine. The daily expression of creativeness usually takes the form of trying a new method to a familiar issue. Yet half the world still thinks of creativeness as a strange quality that the other half has. A bargain of research suggests, though, that everybody is pretty capable of tapping into his or her creative spirit. We don't just mean getting better ideas. We're talking about a type of general consciousness that causes greater enjoyment of your work,